Hello, my friend and friends. It's wonderful to begin again with you now with Unit 6 and think that we're really entering into a time with one another, a time that we think of as formation. I was sharing with Karen again the importance of the three words that we've been using as operative. The deep notion of becoming informed. And from there, moving to the rich feeling of being reformed, made new in ourselves. Recently, a gospel was talking about becoming new wineskins for the new wine. And I believe that's what's going on for each of us in this and in other processes, particularly gatherings, particularly the engagement of one another. And Unit 6 helps us look at that as a formative experience. Because all of this moves to transformation. And this unit especially points to that. It's not that we're going to get the gospel or get the theology. It's primarily that we receive Christ. And Christ has taken us in, not only as model, but brother and Lord, and the very person that we are. The mystical theology of Colossians, which Franciscans embrace so much, that helps us hear God in Christ in union with all of creation, and all of creation coming forth from Christ, is what's happening to us right now. So it's both that vast and intimate and of each one of our stories. So this unit begins with that really primal story of Francis and the leper, beautifully told and worth going back over again, because here and in other places where Bonaventure tells a story, this unit lets us know Bonaventure was conscious that this story told would help us know our primary formator, who is the person of Francis living a life of minority, simplicity, as a brother to all. His way of life, his experience of coming to this, doesn't tell us necessarily how we will do it, but it helps us to feel and see how he has and we might, by the grace of God, and each other's company. There's not a bit of this, though it's fairly profoundly personal, that leaves outside the core relationship of friar, or as we would say more accurately now these days, fraternitas, which is sister and brother with one another. Women and men together these days, and from the very beginning, especially in the lively beginning of this with Claire and Francis and other women, not always named, some who are, they sought to live a life. And it's named as a gospel way of life. But in that, we see right away that what Jesus is offering in them is his very self. And that's what Francis and Claire were looking for, life with Christ. That, I think, is the first point of our information that helps us become reformed a bit. In other words, we're not just getting involved in ministry or finding a new, neat way to get involved in the church. And therefore, I'll become a new person or I'll take on some new skills. I would bet that already you're feeling in your pods there's something deeper and richer going on here. It's called transformation. The steps aren't always obvious, but they're there. And they're not only hinted at, but mentioned in this beautiful unit. I've noted different pages for myself to look at with you, and I find myself just talking from the very beginning, struck again by that story, and then wanting to acknowledge that over and over again, you and I are living in a world that might not get, that may not understand how critical experience is for learning, and that in your pods and in your own life, to reflect on what's going on, what you've experienced and are experiencing, and bringing that to what we call bringing that to prayer. In other words, centering that with an experience of Christ now, not only the idea of God, the idea of Jesus, the Christ, but an experience. That's where Francis was, is for us as our mentor, as our guide and brother, as a minoritas, a little man who took and found a simple way, deceptively simple, that would invite you and I to go among lepers ourselves. He invited early friars to live among them as a place of learning their first responsible task, to be there, to go among, as we say more and more, as men and women of the mountain. This beautiful sense of inter, going among people of any tradition or religion, sitting beside anybody at a table, not because we're condescending, it isn't a cool we're showing up, but the beauty of Francis being honored that he came to know and embrace lepers, and shares that with us as an honor of his life. Oh, so different, isn't it, than a pastoral task or something else I'm now doing with my life? Theological education is far more than what we sometimes think. And on the page 72 near the bottom, a simple paragraph lets us know that. It's what I'm alluding to or saying. It very much is about personal conversion. Theological education, and we see it around us in our world today, possibly in people like me and others, presbyters, clerics, religious or leaders, who aren't finding their way and haven't experienced the opportunity to go deep, as we say, find within their own darkness the light of Christ, which does lead us out into the world. We are what they say on page 73, we're a group of learners, and we know we learn best when we bring our lives to one another. So it's not just a process we enter, but it's a way of life we're entering when we get into our pods. Maybe you're feeling that more. You weren't just assigned. You don't just show up. You not just re-engage, but you enter back into each other's company. This is what it means foundationally to be a living stone, to be living and building one another up, which is what formation is. And to be informed that way, to know that's who I am, and then begin to reform, change the way I see myself in a group and in the church and the world. And know that through baptism and this current experience of grace, I'm empowered to be that person. Wow, that's so much. And then that means still we can go barefoot in the world and meet people over a sandwich and say, Alleluia. We know all those simple encounters are times with Christ and the other. Whoever the other seems to be, we don't put a veil over their face and call them Christ. In the face of the leper, Francis saw Christ. And so this is our walk, and it's beautifully named in far more elegant terms than Dan Riley is doing right now. But I love it. I'm just stirring to near the end of this unit for the sake of time and inviting us to look at the fact that prayer on page 75, is an essential part of being formed into Christ. See, a lot of us thought, well, you study and then you go pray, or you pray and then you go study. We've separated out, and you and I know it. That's why we come to the mountain. Separate out spirituality, prayer, and our call to service. Well, they don't blur together. They are together. They're integrated in the person of Christ and in Francis and in Claire. And we come to them to learn, be formed, to be informed, to be reformed as a person, as I'm still seeking in my own life. And each of us to individually and together to be transformational. Part of my great love for the mountain, and I will be returning there in a while, but it's been my ongoing desire is to live in a place where I would be called to become new again, called to be transformed, and enabled by people around me, not just ideas, structures, or practices. The good news of Jesus Christ we know is embodied, incarnate, real in you and me today. And it so beautifully taught us that way. So our model of formation in our units is a discipleship model, and we're disciples of Christ with one another, learning with each other, trusting the personalism of our age and models of it that point us in that direction. And it's a pilgrim model, too, pointed out. Francis and Claire in her own way traveled, but Francis certainly did, and we do, often to the mountain, but now more riskily to the border, into the lives of others, a certain vulnerability there, But always, if we've entered first into Christ, and thus my recent piece on contemplation, if we find our way sitting there and returning to that, in our company of one another here in this pod, we become centered. We as living stones are picked up by Christ and put in place in his body. He treasures us as a mother does and lifts us up to her breast. I love it in the Psalms, and as a father would his child on his lap. You and I are so tenderly held so that we'll have the nourishment and strength to go among others and not only proclaim, know, and say, but having been informed, being reformed and transformed, be the good news. To be the good news. Blessings, my friend, and thank you to all of you for listening to this.